This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. An effort to make it easier for workers to fully unionize will not become law this year in Colorado. Governor Jared Polis has vetoed changes to what is known as the Labor Peace Act. The law requires workers vote a second time and reach a high threshold of support before a union could charge fees to everyone for its representation. Polis said he hopes labor and business can agree on a compromise policy for him to sign next year. Meanwhile, the governor will shut off millions of dollars in grants to cities and counties if they fail to comply with state housing policies. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Polis's executive order will require local governments to show that they're enacting recently passed state housing laws. Otherwise, they won't be eligible for more than $100 million in state grants in areas like transportation and energy.
What we're basically saying is, hey, we have limited state dollars. They need to go to communities that are part of the housing solution.
The goal is for communities to allow things like denser housing near transit. Most of the laws haven't gone into effect yet, and they don't apply to all parts of the state, including most rural areas. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The president of the White House Correspondents Association will give the commencement speech at Colorado State University this hour. Graduate Eugene Daniels says freedom of the press goes beyond the media.
This is about the American people getting an unvarnished look into what the leadership they elected in this country are up to and what they're doing on their dime and in their name.
Daniels covers Washington, D.C. for MSNBC. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.